It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009. And we have been bringing you miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching since 2007. You know, it all started when I was teaching the sacred ancient mysteries of the Law of Attraction to a group that I work with and have been working with for many, many years now. And many of these students are students of the Kabbalah. They're students of the ancient mysteries. They're students of the magic of light. And I enjoy teaching them. It's exciting to me. Some of them were having problems and would ask me for private one-on-one mentoring. So we began doing it because I have a business background. I have a marketing background. I have a background in the Law of Attraction and the ancient mysteries. I have a background in neuro-linguistic programming and in hypnosis. And so in beginning to work with these people back in 2007, several of them right away like would have a miracle happen. They would say, Robert, you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, I believed it right from the beginning. I knew right from the beginning that you would save your relationship. I knew right from the beginning that you would get that job that you wanted. I was absolutely certain. And I realized that my level of certainty, along with teaching them how to use the secrets of the Law of Attraction that have never been revealed in public, that combination, we were getting miracles. And they're still happening to this day. People are claiming their miracles. Some happen instantly. Some take time. But the universe is there, ready to work with you. And once you know what you want, once you have a clear idea of where you are going and what it is you want to attract in your life, the entire universe will conspire to help you get it. Now, I know that there are people that say, well, you got to have money to make money. I'm here to tell you, you don't. And there are others that will tell you the same thing. You don't need money to make money. You need desire. You need a plan. You need firm goals. You need intentions. But you don't need money to make money. Others will say, you know, once a person has left you and they've made it clear that they don't want to see you again, that they don't want to have a relationship with you again, it's over with and it's time for you to move on. Guess what? Here I am again, going against the grain, telling you that just because your relationship is on the rocks doesn't mean it can't soar with the eagles again. Doesn't mean that you can't have the love you want, the joy you want, the passion you want, again with the person you want. money you deserve. You can have the health that you desire. You can have it all. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. But are you your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching? You can visit our website. It's a resource center for personal empowerment, personal success, and the law of attraction. You can read all the articles. They're all there. And there's all kinds of other important information. But ultimately, you need to fill out that little application that says, I'm seriously interested in miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Or if you have an emergency, such as your business is in serious trouble, or you have a job interview coming up, or you feel under negative oppression, or your relationship is struggling, then write me a letter. Let's get on it right now. Let's bring a miracle into your life. Do you believe you deserve it? I do. Now, it costs you absolutely nothing for your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. I want you to claim it today. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't put it off, oh, I'll get a hold of him next week. You do it now. Those three words are the most important words you will ever learn. Do it now. www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. That's www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Okay? Now, hey, let's get in with this. Number one, you've got to amp up your appreciation. Yes, that's one of the power tips. You've got to literally appreciate everything that you have in your life, everything that has been given to you in your life, everything that is coming to you in your life. You've got to be filled with gratitude and appreciation. Get up in the morning, jump up, do a few jumping jacks, or take a cold shower or something, and then make a list verbally, out loud if you want, and say, I am absolutely excited that the sun is shining today. I am motivated that my body is healthy. I'm excited about this new job interview I have. I'm excited about this relationship I'm in. It's not good enough to just lie in your bed and go, I appreciate, I'm filled with gratitude for my parents. I'm filled. No, that doesn't. Come on. Come on now. Fire it up. Amp it up. That's where things really begin to change, because the more you're filled with deep emotion, deep appreciation, the closer your bond gets with the universe. And that means attraction. That means the things that you desire begin to start manifesting in your life, because you have so much positive energy and positive juice. Remember, what you send out is what you're going to receive back. So if you're sending out appreciation and you're feeling it and you're allowing it to permeate the very core of your being, then that's what you're sending out. I'm thinking about the story of Saint Francis. And he was walking down the street. Well, actually not a street. They didn't have streets, but he was walking down a country road. And it was an open field. It was grass as far as the eye could see. And he was teaching his students as they were walking. And in their walk, there happened to be one solitary flower. And this flower was growing and it was filled with bloom. It was absolutely gorgeous, but there was just one flower in this whole field of grass for as far as the eye could see. And Saint Francis walked up to that flower and he knelt down and he began to sob. He began to cry with joy that God was sending him this beautiful flower. Out of the midst of nowhere was this flower brightening up his day, enriching his life. When's the last time you gave thanks for a simple flower? I'm thinking of the great legendary Jack Benny, who was probably one of the greatest comedians of all time. And when Jack Benny, well, first off, his wife, he loved her, he adored her, he treated her like a queen. And when he died, it didn't stop there. Every week, until the day she died, she received a dozen roses from Jack Benny. Even though he was dead, he had taken out a life insurance policy large enough to ensure that a particular florist would be sending her this dozen roses every week for as long as she lived. He appreciated her, and he wanted her to know it every day of her life. Even if he wasn't there, he wanted her to know it. That's what appreciation is. That's juice. Now turn off this podcast and go in the other room. Tell your kids how much you love them. Do something special for someone today. Amp up your appreciation. That's power tip number one. Number two, open up to new people and ideas and knowledge. New people, new ideas, and new knowledge. Look, if you keep doing things the same way you've been doing them, you're going to get the same result. You've got to look for new people, new ideas, because people have things to share. And if you're a good listener, you might just come up with something that will change your life. The universe will send you a message, but damn it, if you're not listening, you'll never receive it. Listen to people. Look for new people to associate with from time to time. Open up to new ideas. Stop reading the same old newspaper, the same old articles. Open up to new thoughts, new ideas. Pick up a book or two on something you've never studied before. Look for new knowledge that you can begin to apply in your life. That's law of attraction power tip number two. Are you ready for three? Here it is. Power affirmations. Affirmations that awaken your personal power. Not just, you know, every day and every way I'm feeling better and better. That's good. I like that one. But it's too rhymey. You know, so many of these affirmations that you see on the internet are rhymey. And they're cutesy. They don't awaken the juice, the beast within you. That's what you want. How about this one? Money is too damn easy to make. Isn't that a nice one? Good things are coming into my life, and I am open to receiving them. I'll tell you a true story. I had a shop, and we used to do a lot of personal mentoring and things like that in the shop. A gentleman came in one night as we were closing, and you could tell he was homeless. He'd been beat up. He told me he just got out of jail. And he says, I don't know what to do for my life. And I said, I'm going to give you one thing. We talked for about a half hour. And I said, I'm going to give you one thing. And I wrote it down on a 3x5 card. And that one thing was, good things are now manifesting into my life. And I'm open to receiving them. I had him repeat that a dozen times before he left. Well, about 2 weeks later, I saw him again, and he wanted to talk to me. And sometimes when people are in deep trouble and deep pain, they kind of want to put a straw in you, and I had things to do. So I just said, as I was walking, locking up the door and walking out, "Remember, good things are manifesting in my life, and I'm open to receiving them." After that, I didn't see him for about 6 months. When I did see him, he was driving a pickup truck. Prior to that, he was walking. He had lost weight. He was clean. He was shaven. He had a job. And he came into the shop to thank me. And he said, "You know, all I know about my life is that good things are manifesting in my life, and I'm open to receiving them." You see what I'm saying? He had one power affirmation. He didn't have a zillion, he had one. And he lived it. He repeated it 100 times a day. I like this one. "It's okay for me to have everything I desire. It's okay for me to have everything I desire." Does that make you feel bad? Does that sound stupid? You may have some counter intentions or limiting beliefs going on. "It's okay for me to have everything I desire." Okay, we're out of time. We've gone through the countdown to meltdown. But we'll be back with another podcast shortly. Be sure and subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. We love subscribers. We love your letters. And thank you so much for sharing our podcast on Facebook. We really appreciate that. Have a great day now. Pay it forward. Do something good for someone. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
It's a fact. Most people want more money. It's also a fact a handful of people make lots of money, while most people work all their lives and make very little money. Are you tired of trying to stretch your paycheck? Are you fed up being broke? Would you like a new home, luxury vacation, and a new car? Are you ready for a life filled with money and prosperity? All the latest evidence on wealth building points to one major difference between the wealthy and the poor: beliefs. Miracle Mentors and Alchemy Life Coaches Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a life-changing program called Money Like Magic. This easy-to-use program quickly helps you attract more money and build wealth by transforming your beliefs both consciously and subconsciously. Are you ready for wealth? Get Money Like Magic at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com.